This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, eat some pho.
Changing inputs, toilets draining. Woo! Oh, God, this is loud. Okay, hi. Hi.
Are we loud?
No, you guys are always good. You're always ready.
Yep.
Toilet just keeps running, doesn't it?
But
must
what?
Have had some dirty, what? Dirty work to do.
What? How are you feeling today, Merlin?
I'm fine. How are you?
My car got broken into, but other than that, broken into is a strong word for someone who opens the door and takes everything when the car's unlocked. But people might remember the classic Due by Friday character, Blue Lives Matter Blue Lives Matter guy. Because yeah. He's the one who previously was like, oh, you left your garage door open. Oh, you need to pay me back for my $2,000 bike. But we're like, we're pretty sure we didn't leave the garage door open.
$2,000 is a lot for a bike.
There was no fucking way that bike was $2,000. We saw it every day. That's okay. Insurance covered it. Yeah. But again, all of the doors of the garage are closed. But the most upsetting thing is they took I had purchased an Airport Express, the Apple product that talks to all my devices. I'm not fancy enough for an Eero, so.
Do you use that for extender and for speakers?
For
just an extender.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the little square
Express,
dingus.
The little Wi-Fi router.
Yeah.
Dingus. Yeah. Well,
right. Yeah. You use it to extend your Wi-Fi.
No, I just use it for my Wi-Fi.
You use it for your Wi-Fi.
Wait, is that not, should I not be doing that?
Alexandra, no. Put a fork in it. We'll talk about it later. I want you to speak your truth.
Okay. Nope.
When did you discover your car got broken into?
This morning.
This very morning,
oh,
as we record this.
But I'm on time.
I'm not. My toilet's still running. I haven't got my coffee. I'm getting it right here. Oh. I did a pour over. Getting a coffee. So let's interrogate this. Now you have a garage.
I do. It is a garage with a door. Three doors, in fact.
Were there any signs of tampering or break-in?
No. Other than all of the cars in the garage being having open door. Well, one was smashed, but it wasn't our car.
And do you think it's an inside job?
No. Well, if by inside job you mean the bored teenagers in the apartments near us, then
that's
yes.
That's probably what I mean.
Yeah.
Bored teenagers. Jesus, this sucks.
Do you fear when your child becomes a teenager, aside from the fact that she won't like you anymore?
That's what I fear.
Okay.
No, she's on her own. I don't care. I don't, whatever. She'll become a hellion. I don't know. I don't even know what to be scared of. It's hard to know what to be scared of. It's comforting to think you know what to be scared of, but part of the way life gets you is that life finds a way. is that the way? Nature finds a way? Dinosaurs find a way? What do you say? What's the phrase?
I think so.
Teenagers find a way.
Daughters find a way to hate their fathers.
How's your relationship as it stands these days with Blue Lives Matter guy?
He smokes.
Do you keep to yourselves mostly?
Well, he possibly could smoke a lot of marijuana on our deck and offers it to us. And we're like, no, we don't want your.
Is he an active cop?
No, we don't.
He just cares about the blue line.
So we are pretty sure he is either an ex-Marine or...
There's no such thing as an ex-Marine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why...
tell it to Bob Mueller.
Don't want
to... It's Mueller time.
Oh, God. My favorite thing is that he... have you ever... Do you don't want to give up the OPSEC, but have you ever had a garage or been in a garage?
Yeah, I've been in a garage. I've been in at least 39 garages.
Okay, yeah. So are you familiar?
I've been in lots of different kinds of garage. I've been open garage, closed garage. In England, they call it a car park.
Have you played a guitar in a garage?
Oh shit, dog! I recorded a video about steampunk eyeglasses in a garage.
Was that a garage?
It's a garage.
Oh.
Don't be creepy.
What's the difference between a garage and a shed? I made an assumption that was a shed. I don't know.
It's like a bag versus a sack. A shed. Now, a shed. Now, there's one they use where my wife is from back in Rhode Island. They call it the shop.
Mm.
And that's where you go and you drink Narragansett and like talk about boobs and cars and stuff. You say going out to the shop. I don't know. We, for OPSEC reasons, are in a very safe neighborhood. I think I mentioned to you, for just geographical reasons, we're very close to a police station. And so there's rows and rows of San Francisco Police Department cars chock-a-block with our own. So I think that partly discourages, that puts a little bit of squelch on the break-ins. But San Francisco's got a giant break-in problem. And anyway, it's not very interesting. But do you feel, I remember like thinking like when I was a little kid or even when I was a young adult, I remember having this terrible fear of the personal violation of having something broken into. I don't feel that as much today. I don't think it would, weirdly enough, I don't think it would bother me as much today. It's just, it's just stuff. But do you feel violated when they take your Airport Express?
Apple is the villain here. No, when you're...
They stopped making good routers.
Yeah, well, apparently I'm not. They were never good, and I shouldn't have used them. Right? That's what you said. They were never ever good.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
Do you leave your Wi-Fi access point in the car all the time, or do you ever plug it in and use it for internet? This is where I store this.
Oh,
it's like a turkey baster. You put it where you need it.
This was an important part of this. Classic Alex story that I've. I did not mention.
Are you a targeted individual? Are you worried about Wi-Fi? Do you think you might be getting gang stalked?
The Airport Express was one that I had recently purchased before that they ran out of the Apple Store, and it was still boxed in my car.
Oh no! So that you have a replacement Express?
Yeah. I have two used, and I was like, I'll just pick up a big. Oh no! It was one of the tall boys that does Time Machine, because I still use Time Machine like a monster.
That's what I have that at my office at home. I've got the Eero set up, but yeah, I've got I got one of those at work for Time Machine, which I think works. I test it sometimes. I need to test it in advance of Mojave. But you know what's weird is like there's a time when I thought, there's no way I'll ever be able to use anything but an Apple dingus. Like, because I need to get to my printer and back to my Mac. Like I use that a lot. And now I just run screens on the apps that I need or the computers that I need to get to. And I don't know. I don't know. You taught me something today. I did not know you could use an Airport Express as a standalone AP. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool.
I enjoy it quite a bit.
Do you get the different bands?
I don't know what that... Oh, no, but...
it's all like probably G?
Yeah.
G and B?
I don't know what D is. I just know we have G.
G is in God and yes. B is in Bupkis.
I'm unfamiliar with the letters D.
You don't get N as in Nathan.
No. But it's a very small radius that it has to cover, so it's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. You got renter's insurance.
I do.
That's smart.
That seems like, as you would say, a jam up. Like I've never the only time I've used it was to pay for current but pot smoking Marine's
bike. Retired Marine.
Yes.
Yeah, you never ask him about it. It seems like people who have been Marines seem like they want to talk about it.
You're
do you think
right.
He's stealing valor, Alex?
Well, that's the thing. Can't you, if you have, oh God, what if someone died? I bet he had someone who died. Like there's flags everywhere. And,
does he have any tattoos?
He does, but I don't know what they don't look like army tattoos. I've never seen him.
He's not in the army. He was in the Marines.
No, God damn it.
Jesus. Was there an anchor? What about a plane? Was there a plane? This is a NASA tattoo. Space Force.
Oh God. Oh, I wonder. Okay, hold on.
Should we save the Elon Musk stuff for when Max arrives?
Oh, yes, we should say Max is at a city.
Doesn't matter where Max is.
Council.
What matters is he's not here while we're recording.
That's true.
don't valorize him for his lateness.
No. I was going to drag him because a meeting he was going to got canceled and I think he's at breakfast right now.
Good for him. Have a little breakfast.
Do you eat breakfast? We've never talked about your breakfast situation.
No, I'm really glad you asked. I have a very strange...
I'm sorry.
I have a very strange way of eating. I shove it in my ears.
Who are you talking to, Merlin? Read the room.
I have a strange way. I am very wired around the idea of meals. I am not a snacker. I am opposed to snacking. It bugs me. I don't like snacking.
Mm.
And so in the morning, as you know, we record on Wednesdays. And so I listen to Slate Culture Gab Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I drop my daughter off at school.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep a distance away from her so I don't embarrass her. Mm-hmm. And then I come home. I'm listening to Slate Culture Gab Fest, and I'll sometimes have some Boar's Head pepperoni. That's my Wednesday go-to morning meal. But no, I don't. Mm. If I could, if somebody could produce for me either a spicy chicken sandwich or an easy eggy breakfast, I would eat it more often. Now, I have a trick for microwaving eggs to a delicious poachness, but I rarely remember to do it.
Wait.
I'm guessing you eat like a Cheerio type breakfast.
It depends. I will either have more often than not, it is a tablespoon of peanut butter. So I have a serving of peanut butter.
Right out of the container?
I mean, that's the most efficient way.
Do you decant it into a separate thing like a ramekin? Or do you just like eat it out right? Or do you just stick your face right in it?
I mean, if the container is a spoon, then yes. You know what? Really, you've opened my
and then you,
eye.
You hug your wife 7 times. Have a nice day. Hope the car's okay. It's just another morning in Chicago town.
You told me to talk about something that I'm excited about, and I was
like... You
know
why people like you, Alex? They like it because I interrupt you. Please stop interrupting, Alex, Max.
I know. It's a big problem.
People love your personality, your enthusiasm, your laughter. I like it when you're happy. I'm not trying to be normative. I'm not trying to tell you to be happy. I'm not telling you...
I don't identify as happy, Merlin.
Why don't you smile more? why don't I talk less and you smile more?
Oh, God.
Don't let them know that you've been sticking your face in peanut butter or what you're for.
I just thought you
seem like you're very excited. You got your, Matthew Richard, Don Corleone, Casolini. You're doing a lot of automation things. You seem like you're very interested in what's happening with iOS 12 and automation. You seem genuinely excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Me and Michael Corleone have a new show, and it is...
It's called Computer Town.
Yeah, at computertown.net. And I am genuinely very, very excited about iOS 12. And it's strange to be... Well, strange in a good way. I can't remember the last time I was more excited about software than hardware, and I am just very pleased about that, especially from the Big Fruit Company.
Yeah, when they get it right, they really get it right. This has been a good one. From the stability of the betas over the past few months, like there was one that they fixed quickly that was kind of a shit show, but it has been from the I was on from I think beta 2, developer beta 2, and it's been a champ. It's been real good. Like the worst thing you get is like it becomes a little unresponsive sometimes, settings crashes, but like apart from that, it's been really solid.
The only problem I encountered was an occasional springboard crash, maybe once a week, but that happened way more on iOS 11. So really, I was like,
it's pretty exciting because, like, fairly early on, I don't remember when they introduced the thing. I have a terrible memory for these kinds of things, but they introduced the thing where you could go to settings, click on Siri, and you could see suggested like things you can do with Apple apps to do automation things. And then, I don't know, what, 3 or so betas ago, they introduced the Shortcuts app, which was basically a workflow. So all of your workflow stuff was, like, in Shortcuts.
Mine got wiped out. It was,
really?
I don't know what happened.
I have a bunch called Untitled something, like, where I never finished making it. I got confused and just stopped.
Well, that's the thing. I pulled out too early. I pulled out because I with workflow because
it's a Catholic
I thought it was going to go
way. They call
away.
It the rhythm method. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, So we're not, it's early here. Max is coming. Oh yeah. So did you delete your profile and get off the beta? Is that what happened? Is that what
no,
you meant?
I didn't, I was never on the Shortcuts beta. So I updated from workflow to Shortcuts and then things went bye-bye. Did you listen to the new, but what I'm very, really excited about is the new hatred of the internet that's sweeping the nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm always shocked when people are like, oh man, oh no, Due by Friday isn't out yet. And I still can't accept that people enjoy, the words that come out of my mouth.
So you went from shortcuts.
Shortcuts
to workflow.
To the
internet is angry. To our show's not out.
Yep. No.
Might need a little bit of interstitial tissue to wire that together for me.
But it's. I'm that way.
My Bim Bam doesn't come out on Mondays much anymore, and it makes me angry.
That's part of
my Monday workflow.
Oh.
And it comes out on Tuesday. I'm all sad. What am I going to do? Complain about it? Mm-hmm. Where would I complain?
The Discord.
Go to the Discord. Hey, Merlin logged in. Cool.
So you're not in the Bim Bam fan Facebook group?
Yeah.
You're missing out on
something
a lot
I would
of gifts.
Need in order to do that that yeah. I don't have. No, I have no interest in that fan community. I just like the show.
Nope. Hard pass on those.
Justin had his vasectomy.
Oh.
Still wearing the jock strap. He went to a water park.
No spoilers. God.
I like it when people want the show out. It makes me happy. I surreptitiously upload whenever I can. I upload. This is a very well-known secret among the 11 people who enjoy my programs. Mm-hmm. Wherever I can, as soon as I get what I know to be the final version, I upload it where true believers can find it if they want to.
Oh, I see. I still don't know where that is. I'm sure it's a situation on another website.
I'm not like that fancy maximum fun place. I don't have like some special jive and crazy names. You can iterate the numbers for the episodes and just go download them. You can even have a little script that does it.
I
encourage people to do it.
I
think that's a wonderful thing. You could do a shortcut. I need to learn more about what to do with shortcuts. We're getting off topic. Max is going to be here soon and be
okay.
yelling.
No.
Should we look at what we've made so far? Well, no. Okay. I'm clicking. I go to settings. I go to Siri and search, and I could see the 9 shortcuts that I have made for myself.
Oh, I have made very few. I will take. Well, because I'm learning. I don't want to. It's like starting. I assume
you want to learn how to do it right before you dick around with it.
Yeah, it's like going to an orgy for the first time with like a robe and a giant like tank of lube. You just got to go and watch first.
You don't want to seem too thirsty.
No, exactly.
Do you think that's off-putting when you go to an orgy like that?
It makes it sound like I've been to an orgy when I say I can only assume I haven't been to an orgy. But there's a little part of me where I'm like,
Bring a small thing a loop.
Exactly, just a tiny thing. Or a towel instead of a robe, maybe help clean up afterwards.
Tiny, tiny towel. Oh gosh.
Well, it's like cleaning up after a party, right?
I don't want to clean up after that party.
Do they put down a tarp? The mess.
Is that what they do when you go to an orgy? If you could say OPSEC, do they put down a tarp? Are there like round beds? Do you get on a round? I know everybody's wearing a bathrobe. And then there's a bowl full of car keys because you have to drive
Max
to be able
here.
To get to it. And then do you put a tarp down?
I can only imagine that it's like a sexy leather tarp or something, you know, because you can't have one of those tarps that looks like one of your special IKEA bags, you know,
that's
like a big blue.
How do you know about my IKEA bags?
You've talked about, Max, there's a chair out for you. There's headphones down. It's all prepared.
Wearing a bathrobe. Your keys
are
in
a bowl. Bathrobe.
You've got a sexy leather tarp.
I sat in the other chair for like 2 years. I can't just change.
I know, but with these mics, it's great because they're so directional that, like, directly across, there's no bleed. It's wonderful, and editing is way easier.
How do you know when it's time to move from light socialization and white wine spritzers to boning down? Is it boning down? Is it just petting? How do you know when it's time for
what did I walk into?
Oh, Alex is telling me how orgies work.
What?
Why do you know how orgies work?
OPSEC.
Well, here's the thing, too. I wonder if
orgies aren't real, are they?
Well, that's what I was wondering now.
I think it's like a chupacabra.
Yeah, what if a bunch of cool people are just like, you know, we're going to say...
Oh, you think it's middle-class snipe hunting? I would not be surprised if there's been four orgies ever, and they all... ended in an emergency room.
Everyone cried. Like, there's no way there's not tears.
My honest assessment of this is that the orgies are something that happened a couple dozen times in L.A. in the 80s. And then it's mostly, like, urban legends and stories since then.
Okay. It's sort of like razor blades in apples at Halloween.
Yes.
Well, it certainly happened. Well, somebody's putting needles into the strawberries in Australia. Somebody's doing that, but probably a copycat.
The copycat orgies. Needle strawberry man.
Here's what I've learned, Alex, so far. Mm-hmm. So it's been offering up suggestions to me for several weeks now, and it'll say, oh, do you want to do this thing again?
Oh,
and so I get funny stuff. Like, I'll have three suggestions under messages, and it's like, do you want to text, I'd buy that for $1 to do by Friday? You know what I mean? Where it's like, do you want to do that again? I'm like, no, that was just a thing I did once. Most of mine are things I could already probably do with just my voice. I can say, show my favorite perspective in OmniFocus. I do that one. I can say, show my day in Calendars 5. I'm doing that. I have one called Kill the Lights that turns off all the lights in the house. Record a new voice memo, find my daughter's phone, stalk my wife on Find Friends. And one I haven't mastered yet, but I really want to get is View Source. I think Syracuse might have one for this, but I want to be able to view Source in Safari, and I haven't figured out how to do that.
Oh, that's a built-in one.
Okay.
I can share it with you.
You guys have almost assuredly been following this closer than I have, but did I see Federico post that you can have the Siri voice commands go to if-ta-ta-ta now?
No, what? The opposite. They took that away.
Voice. They took it away?
Yes.
I thought I saw maybe it was in Federico's review.
Oh, maybe
they said that there was a way to do it.
That sounds amazing.
If that's true, my Tichy scale is set to fully engorged.
That's off the charts.
Automated content balls. Siri voice if ta 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 ta.
Do you
use Siri to control your own lights?
My favorite thing is now creating rich. Oh, those links. The links are so good because now you really don't.
Oh,
I've had to do like no work.
Now,
you share that with me.
Did you guys already talk about what devices you may or may not have purchased?
No, we haven't.
No.
I don't want to share. I don't need to share that information. No,
my answer is going
to
be very short, but I think you went all in, didn't you? You were very enthusiastic about this, Max. You sound like you were very pumped and ordered things.
I stayed up late. I stayed up late, and I got the watch. I got the same watch I got last year. Just like
Series
I got 4 the metal
44.
Yeah, I just got the metal link band, which I think is the least dorky looking one, and I got the big boy. Because Alex told me my current watch bands would work on it. And then I got a big iPhone and a small iPhone. Because I don't know which one I want. So I'm going to try them both.
They're the same size. You have an iPhone 10. Because then you'd have to wait. All right. Fair.
So if I get the big one and I don't like it and I return it.
Yep.
Then I will have to wait.
Mr. Howell.
Yeah, if I'll order all of the devices.
That's a good idea. And then you can get Do running on there. You can upload your checkmark apps.
Remind me
to Siri, OmniFocus, to Taoist.
Did you see the Taoist trailer?
Of course I saw it.
Oh my God, I loved it.
So no one got any devices except for me.
No, I got the big tennis.
I got cucked so fucking hard.
What happened?
I was tired and I went to bed before midnight.
Oh,
but
Marlon, that's how they get you.
This is how they got me. And I got up to do my business at like 4:10 and I was like, ha, after I'm done with my business, I'll order. And the watch was already back order to October 12th to 19th. So now I'm just waiting, see if it shows up. It won't show up on
Marlon,
Friday,
you know,
right?
What you can do is if you go when it gets into stores, if you go on the Apple app, you can check your local store for pickup.
I've been doing it three times a day. It's sitting here in my Bastic right now.
Oh, wow. You're thirsty for the watch.
Well, I've been thirsty for the watch. Mine broke. It's my first device
right.
I ever broke.
I
first
and
device
no
I ever
phones.
Personally broke.
I'm the only person
no,
who got
I
a new
got,
phone.
No, I've got a big tennis, and it's coming
what color?
On Friday. The silver, because I got the black last
the,
time.
The women's phone.
Yes, I got. I've never had a girl phone. Or, no, I have,
the,
but I don't like the girl
ones.
The black
one is for boys, and
yes.
the yep. silver one is for girls, mm-hmm. and the rose gold one is for rich people.
okay. That makes sense. That makes
yeah.
sense.
Like if you're Khloe Kardashian, you're going to have
she's
that rose
one.
Gold iPhone.
She's a little one, right?
She's the one who just had milk with cereal for the first time.
Is that a thing? Guys. Oh, God.
Let's see. So, yeah, I got 44 Space Gray. I love the sport loop. Love the sport loop.
Thank you. Alex,
this time
I'm
getting
our producer to get me a water. Hopefully the podcast doesn't crash.
It's going to burn down. Oh,
what
man.
Does it mean if those little red lines stop recording? Is that good or bad?
I'd say neutral. It's chaotic neutral. We've got a backup. It's fine.
Hey, welcome to Do By Friday,
hey,
everybody.
Do by
Here's
Friday.
The part of the show we don't have to edit
challenge.
Out.
Challenge ourselves. <All
right. laughs> Alex just said a lot of gay slurs, as I do. Sorry.
Yeah, Alex,
sorry.
You were just telling us about your opinions on the Netflix comedy original special Nanette by Hannah Gadsby.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Did you think she slayed queen? Yes.
Yes. I love.
Do you think they should give the whole Emmy show to her?
Uh-huh. I have.
Yes,
wait,
queen.
Was she up for an Emmy? I did that thing where I thought Sandra Oh had maybe died because she was trending and yeah. like, oh no.
Her
this
parents
is
are so cute.
Oh my God, right?
I love them.
Oh. Did you guys watch the Emmys?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I watched the Oscars.
I follow Dave Weigel. Everything I need to know, I learned from Dave Weigel.
I go to Sandy's Oscar party every year, and basically it's like a potluck where everyone has to bring a dish that's a pun on one of the nominees. So Veronica always bakes. It's so much fun. Veronica always bakes something like exquisite, and she always calls it like she made a pie, and it was like Bridge of Pies, like a couple years ago.
That's pretty good.
And then I always bring one, and then I always make something like what did I make? I think I made like lox like canapes with like lox on them, and I just called it like last year I just called it like Shape of Water canapes. Like I never do the punch.
It's like one of those Halloween costumes you have to explain.
Yeah, fish fucking canapes.
Wait. This year, what were there? There had to be some puns by call me by your name, right?
It was the
were there
you guys.
Peach dishes?
It was the TV shows, not the movie shows.
No, I want to hear the gay peach puns.
Oh, but that's for okay. That's
the Oscars.
Movie. That's not TV. Let's
no,
see.
That's on Hulu. That's on YouTube. Merlin, I have a dilemma for you that definitely isn't related to something that happened with me and my employer last night. If someone who pays you and someone who's very pregnant is screaming at you to do two separate things, who do you listen to?
Oh, this is good. This is like one of the, when you get hired at Google. They ask you how many marbles can fit in a Ferrari.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so just to clarify, there's a person bossing you around. There's some kind of a fearless leader with a yardstick walking around like Mussolini.
Actually, I will say that this fearless leader was like, ah, nah. And then there's someone shouting, give it to me, give it to me.
I believe I was scooting around on your Segway at the time. I was
yes.
doing little laps
mm-hmm,
around the
mm-hmm.
office. I had yeah.
Restore the leader to mobility.
So what happened? Let me explain the story. So I had to go on TV last night with Melissa Harris, who's up.
It'd be better if I answered before you did, but go ahead.
How pregnant was she?
Quick question. How pregnant was she?
I believe 8 months. Very, very
okay,
pregnant.
Please continue, Max.
All the way pregnant.
Very,
thank you
very pregnant.
Much.
All right, Max, proceed.
Okay.
So Melissa and I had to go on TV last night. We were on Chicago Tonight. WTTW, which I learned last night stands for Window to the World. I did not know that. I had heard jokingly people call it Winnetka Talking to Waukegan, which is funny because it's only people in the suburbs watch it. But anyway, so I had to go on. It's live TV, and I wore my T-shirt that said, fuck the FCC. And
yeah,
I
they made you change it.
And I thought that would be funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Melissa came in and... to pick me up to go on TV, mm-hmm. and she was like, you absolutely cannot wear that on TV. And I was like, well, at least let me try and let them mm-hmm. make me change
oh
it. And she was like, you have to change your shirt. And she was like, does anyone have a shirt? And Alex, Alex, the fucking Vichy regime in the office here, called the collaborator, she holds up one of my American flag t-shirts, and she's like, I have one in Max's size, and it's his shirt, and he can wear it. And Melissa's like, that's a great idea. Alex just turned on me. She betrayed me immediately.
I didn't know what this was, and I was showing it to Kara because I had just purchased one of Max's bespoke Trump flag shirts where he colors
in. Oh, the flag shirt, of course.
Yes. Like in a good employee, I purchased it and it came today and I was showing it to the founder of Cox's Cux, Kara, and I was like, oh my God, it smells so bad because
it smells like vinegar.
It smells so much. It's very strange. And then Melissa comes over and he's like, do you have extras of this? And I'm like, no, but do you want it? Like if a pregnant woman asks me anything, I'm always like, yes, it is yours.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Meanwhile, she's chasing me around the office. I'm on the Segway and she's kind of waddling after me, trying to get me to change my t-shirt, and I'm dodging and weaving.
Is she your agent? I didn't understand her response. Does she represent you somehow?
Melissa is, she does like media and like PR consulting, and we work, Melissa and I work together like on different projects.
Okay.
So this project, we do a poll. So I do it for my political clients and she does it for her corporate clients, and we split the cost of the poll. And it's just like a poll of Chicago. And then the WTTW wanted to have us come on and talk about the poll.
That's cool.
And I
but because
love
she's
Melissa.
Because she's a media consultant, like if she comes in and sees me wearing a t-shirt that says fuck the FCC,
you know, WTTW.
She's going to know.
What did her shirt say?
She wore like a suit.
She's pregnant?
She's a
pussy
lady.
She wore, I don't know how to describe, I never know how to describe what women's
clothing.
Did
she smile?
Melissa's so good on TV. She's a fucking professional. She's so good on TV.
She looks better without all that makeup.
Big smile. Tons of energy. She always looks like happy, like she wants to be there. She like her voice gets real loud and she talks quickly and she mm-hmm. looks great on TV. And yeah. I'm like mumbling into the camera and I look sad.
No, see here. Well, this I put this on Twitter, but this thing happens whenever Cards is mentioned in anywhere. I get a million texts from my parents like, "Oh, cool. I guess you still have a job. Hopefully, don't let anyone fire you." I'm like,
"Oh,
that's
so
best.
Sweet. What a nice way to put it."
I know, right? I haven't actually said that.
That's how I always tell people they did a good job at the office. I go,
"You're
good,
not fired.
Good job on this."
Yeah.
For now,
I'll let you live another day.
For the moment.
Yeah. Dave Cox, Dad just saw Max on Chicago, and I immediately responded, "What shirt was he wearing? A black T-shirt." So I don't know what the answer is to that yet. I said, "What did it say?" He doesn't remember. Dad thought it was live, and I said it was. They helped fund from some survey. They did indeed, and that was the end of the conversation. And then my dad just texted me a bunch of photos of Max on TV that he had taken. I'm like, "Are you gay
so
for my boss? What's happening right now?" It was very strange.
Your dad's a handsome man.
My dad looks like a dude beard version of me, just blown up.
Well, now you made it weird.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm trying. Oh, damn it. I'm trying to find.
He's no Rachel Bresnahan.
How much makeup were you wearing?
A lot.
Because it doesn't look like you were wearing that much makeup.
They got a brush all up in there.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Merlin, how often do you wear makeup?
How often do I wear makeup?
Yeah.
I not as often as I'd like. I think I could really use it at this point. You know, with my eye bags and stuff.
You know, when you go on CNN, if it's different if you're in the studio, but if you go in
remote,
yeah,
it is. It's different
CNN.
When you're in this. Well, whenever I go in the studio, yeah, I definitely get better.
Mm-hmm.
In a real studio, but in their remote studios, like in Chicago.
If you're like literally in the Situation Room.
Right. I think that's a more, in Atlanta, I think it's a more professional operation. But when I've been on, it's all the cable news. When I go in Chicago to their little like remote outposts, there's no makeup or anything. So one thing that's funny is everyone you see who's like, on the screen, you know, like friend of the show Renato, he's calling in from Chicago, right? So he's like on the screen, but he's just being filmed in a little box in a little studio in Chicago, and there's no services.
The backgrounds
there.
For those things are so bizarre.
Well, the one here is just
like a skyline.
It's like a huge TV of the loop. It's not even a window.
No.
It's just a big TV. It looks fine on
MSNBC.
Screen.
They do lots of ones with like books, like there's like books in the background and like a globe and stuff like that. It looks like a high school play.
Well, a lot. So MSNBC, I think, is more liberal about you can like Skype in from wherever you want. And then I think people sort of build those little sets for themselves in their office.
Oh, there's like
their
that
study.
Steve, what's his name guy? It's always in his house with the flag talking really loud.
Yeah.
That one guy.
But anyway, what's funny about the remote ones is there's no like, it's not, there's no services or anything
They don't have a staff.
Like
there's nobody there with craft services and concealer.
Right. You just come in and a couple of angry cameramen like clip a mic onto you and sit you down. But like, what's funny is you have all these important people coming in to be on CNN. You have all these important guys come in and they just do their own makeup in a little mirror.
Is that something you think you might want to work on? Obviously, you're on the ascent as a media character. Do you think you'd want to start getting better at that? Would you get like a little palette you carry around with you, like a little case?
I think I would need to go on YouTube and look up some makeup tutorials.
Yeah, you want to learn to do the eye crease. You want to do the eye crease and a smoky eye? I mean, it's not something, you know, makeup YouTube is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I heard it on a podcast.
Shit, dog. Veronica and I went and saw a great movie that I would recommend to both of you, which is the Bo Burnham movie, Eighth Grade.
I heard it's really good.
You saw it?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought it was one of the freshest movies I've seen in a long time. Veronica was very moved by it. I was a little less, I don't know. The story wasn't quite for me in the same way.
It's almost like you've never been an eighth grade girl.
Yeah, but I thought it was a really beautiful movie, and it made me really think. I've been thinking a lot about it. Must fucking suck to be a kid in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pressure kids have already to like compare themselves to each other and the dumb bullshit of who has what and who.
And
whatever,
there's a YouTube
popular.
Component to, or an online video component to this,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I would never say that Bo Burnham is more talented than Hannah Gadsby, but I will say, I am excited to see what he directs in the future. Like, that's very exciting to me.
Alex, the pool sequence in that movie?
The
pool party sequence?
God, I can't.
I've heard that's very tense.
It's like one of the most well-directed and well-shot things I've seen in a movie in years. Like
I heard you're really pulling for the character.
Yes.
I've heard many people on my podcast, they talk about this, and they say it's very, but not for eighth graders is what they say.
I think you'd love it, Merlin.
I actually think eighth graders should see it. Like, parents are like, meh, meh, but they're going to be like, yep, I'm the... yep, that tracks.
I thought it was great. The other thing I thought about is the disparities... Now between like I always feel like part of popularity, I don't know, at least in my school, part of popularity and part of your social standing and everything was always related to your family's money in a weird way that I didn't understand at the time, but now I can see it more clearly. And it must be so accentuated now when everyone's on Instagram and social media and Snapchat all the time, because you can so acutely see who's on a ski trip and who stays home for winter break, you know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel weird. I felt weird even in high school having an iPhone because it was the... shut up! I didn't say that to my... Nope.
You had to give a PowerPoint.
But but that's the thing. It I didn't want nice
Merlin,
things.
What kind of cell phone did you have in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Kind of cell phone where I had to work for a living.
I worked very hard on that
jeans.
PowerPoint.
I had to buy them myself.
I had the little Nokia pill phone that you could play Snake on my senior year in high school.
You were living it up.
Our phone was from a Time Life magazine subscription giveaway. It wasn't even shaped like anything.
Serious question. Did you guys have car phones? Like, not you, but like, did your parents ever have car phones?
Mm, yeah.
That was like a fixture in my life. Like, my it was very weird.
Yeah, my parents always had car phones.
I didn't know that was like my family wasn't rich, but it's one of those things where you grow up and then you're like, oh.
I was definitely on the outside looking in for that phenomenon, because the first car phone that was ever anywhere near my life was the top producer in my mom's real estate office. That's a term of art. He was like the big wheel, and he had a car phone in the 1970s, in the late 70s. Mm. And then, I mean, then like the guy who kind of did operations at the company I was at in the early 90s.
How did it work, Merlin?
How did it work? Barely
at all. In the
70s,
how did a car phone, like, what was the mechanism?
You would have this giant thing with an antenna, like, that looked like a boomerang on top of your car. But even into the late 90s, before the Motorolas came along that people would get, you know, in the late 90s, like actual, you know, like the StarTex or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the most hilariously perfect rich guy thing to own, because one of the unique characteristics of any kind of what we now call mobile phone, car phone back then, was the person on the phone could hear and be heard fine. And the person on the other end could never hear fucking anything the other person was saying. It was like this unique character. It was like so uniquely a rich guy thing to have that they understood everything perfectly and you couldn't tell what the hell was going on. And then you had to listen to them. Yeah, I'm over on the beach. It's really beautiful. I'm in a bathrobe.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Yeah. What was I found the box. I still have the box from my first cell phone. I found it when we were cleaning out the garage last week. Had a Nokia candy bar phone in 1999 was the first phone I ever had.
Merlin, have you ever heard of a book called It's All Too Much?
Yeah.
It's All Too Much.
It's just...
I thanked it for its service and put it on a shelf.
Does it bring you joy in your life?
Sparks joy. I think it's full of like some of my daughter's knickknacks now. I have so much stuff I need to get rid of. We had yet another trash pickup, yet another, like the second one in a month, like last week. Oh my God, we have so much junk.
What does that, wait, like you
mean like
called
a take
somebody?
Anything day?
Ooh.
No, we call two dudes in a truck and they come and take your stuff for you.
Ooh.
It's so freeing.
Alex, do you remember?
So
I don't
good.
Know if this is like a Chicago area thing, but do you remember Take Anything Day?
Mm-hmm,
it was like an annual holiday. It was bigger in our house than like Christmas or Hanukkah.
Well, yeah. the
so
thing
one time you put up a Take Anything tree. Mazel tov.
We'll take anything, even
have
the tree.
Have you atoned this week, Max? Have you atoned?
No, I don't know. What do I have to atone for?
That's a good point. What about you, Alex? Did you atone? Catholics are almost Jewish. Did you atone this week?
Are you talking about going to confession? No, I don't do that. Oh, that's the one thing I don't. Another reason I'm going to hell.
I will apologize. I will offer a sincere apology to anyone that I've wronged who listens to this podcast.
Thank you.
And only if they're a $10 member. If you're a $5 member or not, if you don't subscribe on our Patreon, then
what are you talking about, Max?
I don't
talk
apologize
a little more about
you.
This. What are you talking about?
Oh right. Well, thanks, Merlin. Thank you for reminding me to go to the Money Zone this week.
I want a munch.
Do 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 do.
Due by Friday, we don't have any ads on this. We don't have anything to sell you. We're not selling you some sort of toothbrush subscription service.
Yeah, you don't get like a box of apples or servers submerged in oil. Like, we're just giving you the pure, unadulterated product.
Another example of something we don't have to sell you is a website where you can place bets on sports.
All right, putting a pin in
it's
that.
It's called contract wagering, Max, and it's totally legal.
Bet DSI, they advertise on a number of podcasts that I listen to.
DSI.
I think they might be on Earwolf.
Oh, okay.
We are completely listener-supported, just like our dear friends at WTTW, although I think we produce a slightly higher quality of product. Mm-hmm. But...
You wear any shirt you want on here. We don't care.
Mm. Yeah, well, we're not scared of the FCC. And you can support us. You can go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com. You give us $5 a month. And what do you get for that? You get a whole second episode every week. Although Merlin objects to me calling it a whole second episode because technically it's like an abridged after show where sometimes we're sleepy and we just sort of yawn into the microphone and complain that we have to do it. But if you want to hear that, also, we've already decided that we have to edit out a very funny bit that I said.
At least one and probably two bits we've already had to cut out.
I already said something that I know I'll get in trouble for, so we already decided it has to be edited out, but I think Alex is going to put it into the after show. So if you listen to the after show, that's the new mini game of the podcast, is try and spot the thing I say that has to be edited out. Plus, this week, Alex will give us her full review of the Netflix original comedy special Nanette by Hannah Gadsby.
Oh, you're talking about, is it Hannah Gadsby? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Hannah Gadsby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, queen. Hey, any updates on member treats?
Oh, the member treats are going out next week if all goes according to plan.
As a reminder, we've got the little character portraits. I don't know why we're reminding people they can't get them anymore.
Yeah,
but just so you
know,
done. You should feel terrible
you
if you didn't get these.
You missed out on something great.
Yep. We've got the little character portraits.
We should have talked about it on the show.
We should have mentioned it. We've got the little character portraits of Max, Alex, and Merlin, and then we have a surprise treat that I don't think we're going to give away yet that will come in your package that was made by a craftsman who listens to Due by Friday, and everyone's going to get one little extra treat, a lanyap.
I walk by these treats like
every day.
What you call
small plates.
And because we ship them out of the office, our lovely friends at Black Box, the other company, Max Owns. But so I just like look by them and they
somebody
make me
needs
smile.
Somebody needs to run a David Fahrenholt on you. You're self-dealing.
No, listen, I've secured us a great deal.
Yep.
With a major industry player in the shipping
industry.
How bad
is the flooding near my golf course? Good. I have a very special reason that I like that I can't tell you.
I would say that Black Box...
In terms of water.
Yeah, Black Box is one of the wettest shipping companies there is in terms of water.
Many people are saying...
Just in terms of boxiness, the boxes are very black. Or as we say, African-American box.
Should we all go around and say which Mario character our penis looks like?
Yes.
I would was so, I was like, oh, it hasn't come up yet. We're going to just breeze right past.
It's me, Wario.
Yeah, that's a make a lot of spaghetti. I'm so mad. It's a bad plumber. When I get angry, my mustache gets so sharp. I'm gonna go right on the turtle now. Ah, that's so good. Ah, that's a nice.
Yeah, this episode is never gonna get posted.
And if you missed that, that'll be in the after show. We need a new sound for when something's definitely not going to be in the show.
Oh, the president's, president's horrid hawk. It looks like totally different.
Well, the thing is, it's an implied show. It's an implied show. So what they're, the implication is, to be mushroom-like, it must have a proportional problem.
Oh, God.
Right, it's going to have a real narrow shaft.
I mean, you got a narrow shaft, you got a knobby boy at the end.
Now I'm thinking it's probably going to be bigger than a Sharpie in terms of circumference, but not as big as a jumbo Sharpie.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
God.
Bet.
You know what? It's circumference wise, I'm going to go with one of those like classic yellow highlighters.
Oh, yeah. The classic. You know, okay, what else it could be? I don't know which. Like, you call it a metonymy, a synecdoche? Where, what if it's shaped like him? Like, what if it's just like a small homunculus of him?
Oh my God, and it's got little hands that do his gestures.
No. I bet it's tapered. I bet it's tapered in a way that like it's just, it gets a little bit thinner in the middle, and then it's got a big knob at the end. Not a big knob, but like a normal sized knob. But from like if you did like a Peter Jackson force perspective, it might look like a normal presidential penis.
Have we considered that it kind of okay, two I have two possibilities. I just wanna let me just throw this out in the stoop and see if the cat licks it up.
All right.
Now, number one, what if it unleashes itself, unscrews itself like a pig's corkscrew shaped penis?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's not as mushroom like until it gets inside, like a dog's penis. And like you make extra intercourse, it gets inside, she can't get away.
Or
she has to stay until she signs the NDA.
Now, I don't know if we've thought about this, but what if it kind of uncurls itself like an iguana's tongue?
Okay.
Or like one of those party favors.
Okay. Oh, okay. Like a popper. Or like a puffer fish. Like a puffer fish.
What if that's how it unfurls itself?
God. Oh, wow. Melania, thank you for your service.
What service? There's no service. No.
Oh, she's dead.
I don't think that Volkswagen's been in the garage for a long time.
It was kind of disappointing that Stormy Daniels didn't describe her bits, because I've always thought that Kirby is a lot like the lady penis.
Wait, what do you... How... Mm-hmm. If you want to know what Stormy Daniels' bits are like, I mean, that's...
I'm sure I could find out.
Are you saying there's something out there where we...
Yeah, okay.
She's mainly direct.
It's like, let's say there was someone you went to high school with.
Okay. For the sake of argument, if somebody's on Amazon Prime and you meet them in high school... But she directs now. She sits in one of those folding chairs, doesn't she?
Oh, really? Good for her.
Yeah,
oh.
She wears job purse and probably has like a writing crop. Again!
Oh,
put down
man.
The leather tarp!
Oh, God. The other. Oh wow! Oh, I discovered Footloser Twitter, and
oh,
wow!
Yeah,
can you explain this from the beginning?
Yeah.
So we talk a lot about how you know, I stomp on stamps for a living because young men usually enjoy it. But there, oh God, I hope I favorited it. Oh, and I hope that nobody saw that I did.
Are you horny on Maine, Alex?
Oh, no. For Siri Shortcuts, I am. Oh, oh my God. Oh, boy. Well, there's not just domination. Max is doing something, and I don't. Oh, boy.
Oh, here come the fans.
You notice you have an extra long headphone cord for this very purpose. Footloser. But it's specifically, it's a mix of financial domination and women shaming the men with their feet. Like they need to lick the women's feet, which is like normal, but, or
yeah.
Okay. backing up. For that genre, it's normal. But there's a whole, like, there's, like, goddess Twitter, and then there's footloser Twitter.
Talk about, like, a humiliation component.
Yeah, it's a mix of humiliation, but, like, they're all, they all have a club, and they all talk to each other.
I gotta say,
and
this
compare
makes,
their goddesses.
This makes a lot of sense to me, because now I like a productivity app, right? That's a thing that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that I can just use any one? No, I like OmniFocus. That's my thing.
Yep.
Like, if you give me TickTick, I'm not. It does nothing for me. I can't.
Doesn't have the keyboard commands. I see what you're saying. It's a very specific kind of productivity.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I get it that it's in the same category, but that's not how the human mind works. The heart wants what it wants.
Mm.
Right. So you can't have, what are they? You can't have a goddess, but if that's not your thing, but you could have the other one.
Mm.
The foot domination.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's how it works. Like, there's something that might be very repulsive to somebody else that you find very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like using Todoist. Princess Daisy, Princess Peach. I can't find my penis. I'm looking at all the characters. So, Bowser,
maybe you're a Koopa Troopa.
You know what? What if we forget?
Is that a Koopaling?
Oh,
sure. You know what, Merlin? Can I, you know what, I might, I'm just guessing here because I don't have any firsthand knowledge of this, but look up Bullet Bill.
Okay. Oh boy. I don't know what that is either.
Or alternately, maybe a Thwomp. You might be a Thwomp man.
Oh, Bullet Bill seems.
Oh dear. He was no, that I couldn't live up to that.
And,
no.
Maybe a Thwomp?
A Thwomp? Is that one of the big.
Maybe Birdo.
Birdo.
Oh, Birdo. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. we'd all kill to be a Birdo.
Like just pink and adorable.
Yeah.
Little bow on it.
These are all, I feel like, there are many, many, many kinds of genitals, and there are also many, many, many kinds of Pokemon. So what if the really just all...
The Pokemon that you get in Mario Kart.
No, I don't know if you're kidding or not, and I don't know why it makes me sad that you don't know that there's no Pokemon characters.
I'm not using Airport Express as my access point. Don't you try to shame me.
I live in, like, a studio, like there's no, if I had an Eero, all of the Wi-Fi would just go to my brain.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know that we're not staying on a topic wall here, but what should we have a higher tier of our Patreon where you can see all of our feet?
Oh, no. I see.
Because if people want to give me $20, I'll show my feet.
That's
maybe
true.
We could take pictures of other people's feet and
feet on the street.
Feet on the street.
our new segment. Listen, if you would pay $20 to see our feet, get in touch. Because I think we could make an offer.
No.
Maybe watch us eat.
That they're getting whether they pay for it
see,
or not.
See, that's the thing. I have given that away for free. No more. No more.
I cut my finger pretty bad.
I noticed you had a splint. I zoomed in. You look like you had a splint on your index finger.
That is correct. Yeah, it's from, I cut myself right.
It wasn't a live photo, so Hakuna Matata.
Mm. Yeah, it's the most embarrassing injury I've ever given myself. So I was working on a project this weekend with a bunch of folks from out of town, and we had all these really interesting people who were helping me kind of brainstorm on this design thing. And I had my friend Jordan, who's a professional magician, was in town and helping me work on this thing. And Jordan was staying with me, and so we stayed up every night of this event. For like four nights until like 3 or 4 in the morning, showing each other magic tricks, and Jordan like teaching me stuff, and it was amazing. Odd. It was one of the most fun. it was one of the most fun weekends of my life. But I was trying at one point, and I was super tired because we've been staying up all night for the whole weekend. And at one point, I was trying to show off, and I was trying to show Jordan a trick, it's a trick where you someone picks a card. And then they pick a number, so they're like 15. And then you take a knife and you stab down into the deck.
Oh,
and
my
And you lift up 15 cards, and then there's the selected card.
Whoa.
Merlin, this is what he brought a tank of lube to an orgy.
What? He did.
First orgy. Go on.
Go ahead.
Okay. And so I did the trick, but one of the incredibly important details, if you try this trick at home, Which I do recommend. Definitely do this trick. But one of the very important details is you must use a locking knife, right?
Oh,
so like
God.
when I practice this trick, I use the Kershaw,
and you that's use a, like a pen. Oh,
and that's
no.
a that's a locking knife,
yes.
right? So when
that's
you,
a sharp ass.
When you mm-hmm. when, the Kershaw is great because when you flip it open, it fucking stays open. It has a little yeah. mechanism, and it goes click, and it's open. Now, when I went to do this trick for Jordan, I used a folding knife. And the knife,
I went to stab,
it folded right in on my hand.
Oh!
Yep. Now, I did find
Did you maintain the illusion?
I did find the card.
Good job.
Well done.
Good job.
Yeah. but I did need to go to the urgent care clinic.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. So not the emergency room.
You guys
room,
and your doctors.
Just,
Jesus.
You know what?
Oh, this is why you're asking Twitter if you need stitches.
Yeah, so
that's a good place to find out about your medical care.
This happened at almost 3 a.m, and I went on Twitter, and I was like, can someone tell me? It was like, is there a nurse on Twitter? I know that there's nurses who listen to the show because they write in, and I was like, can someone just tell me if I need to go to the ER? Because I don't want to go to the ER. I want to go to sleep. So. Joe Kim is he does, I don't know, he used to work in an ambulance. What's that? Not a nurse.
An EMT.
EMT or yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah, Joe's an EMT, and he was up, and he was like, you're fine, tape it up and go in later. So I went in the next day, and it's okay.
Mm. Oh, what?
But that's got to be, I mean, come on, guys, that's an extremely embarrassing injury, right?
Let's hope that's the worst it ever is, because that's actually not. That's not the worst. There are sillier life-threatening injuries that you
trying
can have.
To show off. Trying to look cool and show off to a magician, and I cut my hand open.
but I think it all depends on
right.
what noise you made as it happened.
Oh, I played it real cool.
Okay, see, then maybe
I was
maybe
like,
it's more impressive.
I was like, I finished the trick, and then I finished the trick, and then I was like, I've cut myself. I need to go upstairs. Excuse me.
Excuse me to a towel.
For one moment.
You'll notice this gauze has not been treated.
Please
exactly respect for yourself.
It is an open wound.
Look inside.
Yeah, no, I disagree. I think it was cool. You took it and you turned it and you made it cool. As long as you did not.
Yeah, that's a very cool injury.
As long as there was no visible tears in front of the magician.
You're going to get to a point in life where, like me, you think about everything in terms of what will you eventually have to write on an emergency room form.
That is serious.
Trying
really
to impress magician.
That was a big... I went into the urgent care thing, and they were like, what's wrong? And I was like, I cut myself. And then I thought
boy.
That was all I'd have to say.
No.
And then immediately they were like,
no.
How'd you cut yourself? And I was like,
Oh, no.
I was like, I cut myself on a knife. They did. I actually did not tell them. I didn't think it was important that they know that I was trying to impress a magician by doing a magic trick.
Oh, boy.
Was it during the afternoon or late at night? It was late at night. Is this something you've just done one time, or had you guys been doing it all night? We've done it all night long. It was a long night of me trying to impress a magician with a knife. And then it stopped, and now I'm here. Can I change the channel?
Oh, boy.
Max, how's your asshole email app going?
Oh, I'm still in love with it.
Really?
Still in love? That's awesome.
Still in love with it. I love it. It's great.
Wow.
Love it. It's great. They shipped an iOS update, and the new app is great. It's even better than before.
Very cool.
It's great. I mean, this thing is super actively developed. Like, there's good changes coming all the time. I'm always thinking of new...
They're probably developing while they're on the Google Hangout with people.
Well,
that's
the only way to do it. let's see. They were very excited that I talked about it on the show, and they offered to send me a free t-shirt, and I said, no, thank you. I'm never going to wear a t-shirt for your email app. And that's about the extent of it. I like it. I'm sticking with it. And
cool.
Also, I've started to learn, you know, they have, so it's like, I would describe the keyboard workflow as like Gmail Plus. So they adopted all the Gmail shortcuts, and then they've added their own. And I'm at the point now where I've learned all of their keyboard shortcuts, like for snippets and things like that. And I'm fucking flying. I'm so fast on this thing.
Can you change that? Can you?
I don't. Not. You know what? I honestly, I have not dug that deep into the settings because I just want to learn it their way.
That's smart.
But also, if you know the Google ones, like they're all there, which I do.
Okay.
So like, you don't need
that's
to.
That's good.
I wouldn't, like I don't know, like, have you changed the Gmail settings?
No. There are just some app, like, as much as I enjoy making fun of this app, I love when they, when email apps use Gmail shortcuts and you don't need to change them.
Spark tries, but it doesn't have all of them.
Close personal friend Rahul will hear this and he'll add customizable keyboard shortcuts
for
Alex.
I'm not asking for it. I'm not even on the thing. I got a stock email from Rahul and then another email from somebody else.
Did it have a smiley face in it?
I don't remember. Is that triggering
for you?
This.
We'll put you to the front of the line.
Oh, I see.
So you know what's funny is they have their own. You know how in Gmail you can be like mark as spam and unsubscribe, and then they do some sort of trickery to
exclamation point.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is Gmail will also try to unsubscribe you from the list without you doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this app also does that, and it's like fallback. If it can't do it. Is it just replies to the email and it's like unsubscribe me from your list, and you don't have to do anything. It just does
that.
That's
cool.
That's very
good.
And
When I signed up for Superhuman and I started using it, they very graciously added me to their email list so I could keep up with all the latest tricks and tips. And
when I got the call's coming from inside the email.
Yeah, and when I got it, I immediately did the keyboard shortcut for mark as spam and unsubscribe. You can also go in that same thing. There's also an option of mark all emails from this sender as done, like send them to archive.
Like a black hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would like to risk, if I may, a parliamentary procedure. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, let me just finish my story. So I got their first spam email or whatever, their marketing email or whatever, and I hit the unsubscribe thing. And then what was funny was their own email app couldn't subscribe, so it went to the fallback where it had to email them, like, please unsubscribe me. And then I saw that it did that, and I just replied back, hoisted by your own petard.
Did he send you back with a snippet or send it to his assistant, move everything to the BCC?
Yeah, I don't know, but those are all features that you can do with Superhuman.
Superhuman. I mention this sometimes, but I'm not going to stop mentioning this. I am personally a big fan of the Gmail web interface or Mailplane. And if you don't know what we're talking about, and I'm just going to say there's a pretty good chance you don't know what we're talking about, go into anywhere in Gmail on the web and then hit shift and then question mark. And you will get a little pop-up of all the keyboard shortcuts that are available that you probably didn't know existed. Do you know about B? B is a new one. People don't know about B.
I've never heard of B. What's
B is
B?
New because of the new feature. What's
Tell
B,
me about
Alex?
B.
I don't know. I'm
what does
very
B do?
B
snooze. Pulls up the snooze. Little HUD pop up.
Oh, so they killed. They killed Inbox.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Thank
They're
God.
Killing it. Yeah.
Thank
Inbox
God.
is being killed. But then I guess they brought all the Inbox stuff back into Gmail.
It's not as bad. Like it's bad. It's like every time Gmail changes.
All I'm saying is, I mean, there's some good ones to learn. You learn JK, you learn stuff like that. I'm just going to say, if you want to be like me and not do email, learn left bracket. Look it up. Do we know what left bracket is? You know left bracket?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell people.
Remove conversation from current
it.
View and go to previous or next.
I don't want, yeah.
Take it out. Also, the G's and the asterisks are very good to know.
What's asterisk?
I'm constantly doing GI and GA to go between inbox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. What's asterisk?
Asterisk is to select all. So,
oh,
like, if you do
that's a good one.
Asterisk A, it selects all.
I didn't know that.
So, when I'm in my inbox, I'll do asterisk A, capital EI, and that takes everything in your inbox, marks it as read, and moves it to archive.
Nice.
Three little keys.
My worst nightmare is accidentally doing that.
You can always go back, go to GA. Or you can hit the slash and go to the search bar. You don't need to use a mouse for email. Left bracket!
Oh, I miss when Merlin made music.
Aw, thanks.
All right, well, that probably wraps it up. Do we all do the challenge and eat our pho?
Tomorrow. Challenge.
Yep.
This week's challenge is
Merlin.
It's yours.
Oh, hi. It's me. Hi, it's your old pal. Breakout hit character Merlin.
Mm.
Challenge this week was to get pho, which is a kind of Vietnamese soup. I got a lot to say about this. The idea was to have pho and talk about it.
I'm glad you have something to say about it.
Oh, I have so much to say about
All
it.
All right.
I have an opening statement.
Okay.
I want to talk about what pho is. Pho is a kind of savory, hearty Vietnamese soup, usually beef, can be chicken, with rice noodles, different kinds of vegetables and pepper things in it. I have so many reasons that I love this. I'm going to be very quick about this, but why do I get fuzz so much? Well, mm-hmm. one of the great things is it is weirdly satisfying and it's weirdly hackable. Like, first of all, you just get pho in a restaurant and it's great. But if you get delivery pho, delivery pho travels very well. It does not need to be eaten immediately. It's not, it doesn't get as screwed up as like trying to get something with fucking toast.
Now, your place, they do it correctly where all the little condiments are packaged separately. You get a big, you get one deli tainer full of broth and then another.
A deli tainer of broth and maybe meatballs. Mm-hmm. There's a bowl. It depends on the place, but the bowl usually has rice noodles and stuff. In this case, in mine, usually it has the proteins and the noodles and things like green onions will be in there. And then you get a separate bag with bean sprouts, cilantro, lime slice, a sauce that I don't use in a little bucket.
Now, is that the sweet sauce, the plum sauce?
I think it's like a hoisin kind of sauce. Yeah. And then what's the other one? What are the big leaves?
Well, you've got your Thai basil.
That's it. It's basil.
Yeah.
And that usually comes in, so you get like three containers. So just quickly, one reason I love the taste of it. I'm very into a very custom version of this with what they bring me. I love that you can make this into any dish you want. For my kid, I just tear her off some of the rice noodles and throw it in a bowl with a little bit of broth, and she's very happy. I will get into my system and what I do later. I just recommend this as if you can get this as a delivery food, it's a really good delivery food, and it travels well, and you can do lots of different stuff to it to make it the way that you want.
Like your girlfriends. Sorry, come move.
You're taking me aback.
That
was very funny.
Sorry. Go on.
65 women have signed this letter.
Oh, boy.
So, and I just think pho. So, and pho, I get the feeling that, I mean, it's maybe a little bit probably of a, how does one say, large city metropolitan thing? Like, if you don't have a Vietnamese community, I wouldn't trust the pho. But,
Think of that. This is,
well, there's lots of different kinds of things like this. There's Thai soups like this that are delicious. There's a kind of like, get number 8 at our local Thai place, which is like slices of duck.
Didn't you recommend that fancy ramen to me that's like the Tom Kha, the real spicy coconut?
Yeah, internet ramen.
Soup is good.
It's really good. It comes with 2 packets.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for what it is.
That is a hot, if it's got 2 flavor packets that you put in at different times, that's a high-end soup.
Yeah, it's got like non-dairy creamer and then like a zesty pack. Anyway, that was my opening statement. I wanted you guys to try that. I wanted to talk about, I like the idea of food that you can do stuff to. Like when you get a salad and you make the salad the way you want. It's nice. I mean, like if you're at work and you just need to get food for a shit ton of people, you get burgers or pizza or whatever. But I like food. I'm not saying get an eating disorder about it, but I like food that you can do stuff to make it the way that you like it. That's some of the food that I bond the most with, is where I have some kind of like a weird process for how I do it.
Absolutely. I like a little...
Did you guys do the challenge?
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite challenges we've ever done on Dubai Friday.
I already do it 3 times a week. Alex, how did it go for you?
Oh, boy. Well, as people know, I'm not a huge fan of flavor. And I got... I deleted the Postmates app because I'm trying to not order food at like 3 a.m. I don't have magicians to keep me company. Just I just have my feelings and sad Ba-ba. Food. So I ordered from Pho's Thai Cuisine, and I got, this is very exciting, the fuzz noodle soup. I don't know why it's possessive, but it is. And it was really gross. Did not enjoy it.
Did you get separate containers? I'm not trying to micromanage this, but did you get it in, does it come with the noodles in this and the broth in that?
It was all together. And I took one bite and was like, pass. But then I decided Fuzz Noodle. Fuzz Thai Cuisine.
I have literally never heard of that. And we live in basically the same neighborhood.
You got shafted a little bit there, Alex. Because if they put it all in one, that's going to be gross.
Yeah. And also, I did order it from the office and I just put pho in into Postmates. but then I was out to. This was when I was at the office and someone came to the door saying, "Are the magicians here?" And I was like, what a weekend. But then I went to a Vietnamese.
Oh, right. And then they ran away.
She didn't run, but like it was at such a brisk. Okay. I was at the.
Are the magicians here?
I'm going to tell a comprehensive story. So
you have a story about the second time you got pho, and then someone came to the door and said, "Are the magicians here?" And then they left.
Okay. Circling.
Am I with it so far?
Circling back.
Are
if
we
all remember Max's story about how he stabbed himself in front of a magician.
Max told a story,
Max, Max told a story involving magicians. And so there was it was very pleasant. Our friend Mike, hi Mike Selinker.
It's getting better. Your stories are kind of like a game of 52 card pickup.
All right. So,
one time there was a car. Shirt was blue.
He was wearing an onion on his belt, as was the style of the day.
Why are dollar bills that size? One time when I was 7.
So there's
so the magicians ran away.
No. Okay. Max and the magician friends and a bunch of board game creators were hanging out in the I feel like you guys switched between the writer's room and your house all weekend. So at some point you did a lovely trick in that within like 5 minutes you had all disappeared from the office, and I was just like, oh, okay. But then someone came to the door and they were knocking on the door, not ringing the doorbell, which I thought was interesting. And I opened the door, and just the first thing she said, are the magicians here? And I just went, And she's like, oh, I bet they're at Max's house. Sorry, bye. And like briskly walked back to her car. And I texted Max, and I'm like, I don't know who it is, but I think someone's coming to your house.
It sounds like something the delivery man says to Ethan Hunt before he gives him a tape that blows up.
Are the magicians here? It would be commodious to meet a magician.
So we're hanging out at my house, like watching YouTube videos and cooking, and Eric and Alex texts me, and she goes, a woman just came to the door, and she yelled, are the magicians here? And then she ran away. Anyway, she's coming to your house now. Bye.
I didn't know what else.
And I was like, is this how I'm going to die?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't not, if this is a weirdo, I can't not say anything. I assume that everything
Jody
worked
Foster
out fine.
Jody Foster told me to kill the magicians.
You hear a rustling sound outside. You look out, it's somebody staring you straight in the eyes as he pulls hundreds of scarves from his sleeve.
Oh, God.
And so you ordered pho a second time. The magicians were not there.
No, I was at a lovely Vietnamese place that I can't remember what it's called, but the show Margaret knows what it is, so I'll find out. I love this place. But so then I ordered, I was like, can I have pho, but just completely plain, just like chicken broth and the rice noodles? And they looked at me like I was 5 years old, and which is fine. And they brought it back. But then I realized how much I hate pho. Oh my God, it's like you're slurping up worms. And the taste, you'd think like because I like the plain taste that I would enjoy this. No. You're just slurping up worm carbs. It's very strange. I don't enjoy it. Hard pass for future pho.
Well, good for you for doing it, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked. I am genuinely shocked that you eat this many times. I'm interested to hear what you have to say. And also,
no, you're not. You're not interested at all.
Yes, I am, because I'm like, how does Merlin?
But I'm very proud of you for trying. I know this was a stretch goal for you, but so I'm glad you did it. I appreciate you trying it. Did you put lime on it?
No. Although I did eat rice paper the other day. Interesting texture and flavor as well. It kind of tastes like a seaweed, actually.
If they put paper in the name, you'll eat pretty much anything.
That's very true.
Try this dog paper. What does that mean? Max, how'd it go for you?
I don't know.
Is this a terrible challenge?
No,
is this dumb? Is it bad that we did this?
It was good for us.
I don't have almost anything to say about it. I got delivery pho. It's a food that I fucking love, and I don't have as much as I should in proportion to how much I love it. And also, you're right. It's great. It's great. It travels well. It's a great delivery item. I'm glad that I ate it. I don't have much to say about eating pho. I don't have a funny story, but I think it was a great challenge because you and Alex both had interesting things to say about it.
People are going to ask, so where's the best pho delivery place in Chicago?
Well, pho, one thing I think that's, you know, Merlin, weren't you talking with, was this maybe with Roderick? You were talking about, what is it, high floor, low ceiling?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's that notion in like in all kinds of stuff in business, like a high floor is something where even the nearly worst version of something isn't that bad. And low ceiling is the idea that like even if you got the best version of this, it's still maybe not even that great. Is that fair to say?
You know what? I would just say pho has a high floor.
It's like meatballs.
I don't think it's a low ceiling.
Even the worst meatball you had is still like an okay good meatball.
Yeah. I don't think pho has a low ceiling, though. I think that great pho,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
When it's really rich and fresh and has all the right herbs kind of mixed in with it, it's like transcendent. But What I like about pho is it's a high floor ceiling. Like the worst pho delivery is still like a great meal. Like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You can't fuck it up.
Yeah, I agree. What's hard, you know, there's certain kinds of things. I made the thing about toast. Like, there's been times when I've gone out to have breakfast somewhere and the toast can't even make it to the table and it's already like stone cold, except now it's got greasy fake butter on it. Like, that's one of those, like, that's probably like a low ceiling kind of thing. Like, the best toast you've ever had in a restaurant is not as good as toast, you know, you're going to have at home. I don't have anything that interesting to say.
Wait. My main... Hold, not as good as toast you're going to have it. My brain just short-circuited. What?
Well, like, toast is famous. I'm calling this out to contrast the idea of, like, so pho arrives,
uh-huh,
and usually in a plastic bag.
Uh-huh.
You got a deli-tainer of the broth. You've got usually a bowl or another deli-tainer that's got the noodle, rice noodles and the other stuff. And then you've got a bag with all your fixins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll talk about suggestions for that. But I've had that delivered where, like, I won't eat it for, like, an hour.
Mm.
And as long as you heat up the broth, it's still, like, perfect. There's other kinds of food where, like, by the time it arrives, your delivery food, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I making any sense at all? There's certain kinds of delivery food where you're like, I will never get this anywhere but a restaurant again because it was so gross the way that this arrived and I had to deal with it.
I guess I am quite the toast enthusiast and have never ordered toast to go.
My wife is a super toast enthusiast.
Oh.
I've had some.
She's doing a lot of interesting things with avocado and tomato.
I've had some fucked up toast at restaurants.
It's a big deal in New Zealand. It's like a real food there. It's like a whole thing, toasties.
In terms of pho in Chicago, my top spots, you're going to want to go to like Little Vietnam, which is like Argyle Street. You're going to have Pho Lily is really good. Pho 777 is really good. Tank Noodle, classic. I love the dining room. I love the vibe. I don't think it's technically like the best Vietnamese food in Chicago, but it's like a beloved place. And if you live in the Chicago area and you've never been to Tank Noodle, do yourself a favor and go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Colonial is a fancy French Vietnamese fusion restaurant that is pretty good.
The nice part about it also is it's street food.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might as well be like souvlaki or something. It's the kind of thing it started out, I think, as a street food in Vietnam that you could just, you know.
Yes. Oh, it's a working man's meal kind of a thing. And I'll recommend one more. This is a weird outlier, but it might be my favorite Vietnamese spot right now, which is it's in Pilsen, which is weird, which is kind of a Mexican neighborhood, mm-hmm, for the most Mexican/hipster neighborhood. And there's this little Vietnamese place called Hai Su Vietnamese Kitchen, and it's a very limited menu. It's kind of like modern, more like modernist Vietnamese, but also
that fish looks good.
But also like very home style, very like all the flavors are spot on. I love that place. I go there.
Oh, this looks great.
I go there pretty often, and they also have a great dining room, and they make a killer Vietnamese coffee. Killer Vietnamese coffee.
What is Vietnamese coffee?
You guys have never had this?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I've had it tons of times, and I'm just asking because I'm an asshole.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Okay, so what you're gonna do is you're gonna get a ball jar, or like a glass,
mm-hmm,
and you're gonna put your sweetened condensed milk, like a couple tablespoons, in the bottom.
Oh no!
And then,
but it's not a whole glass of milk.
Oh
no! It's a couple tablespoons of sweetened condensed milk. Then now you're gonna get that little Vietnamese coffee dripper, the little metal. You've probably seen this, right? The little metal thing.
Yep.
And you're gonna put your beans in. Now I know there's one style of this that I don't. Oh yeah, it may be Vietnamese or it might be Thai.
This looks
I can't remember.
Like bubble tea,
people love the New Orleans coffee the Cafe Du Monde with the chicory in it. That real, mm-hmm, burnt tasting Cafe Du Monde coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you drip that as like almost like you make like a syrup, like real thick, like a lot of coffee and a little bit of water, and it drips into the sweetened condensed milk, and you stir it up, and it's amazing.
Mm, that does sound
good. It is really good.
No, this is just.
I like places
hot milk
where you get to noodle with your own food. I think it's fun. We got a place. I'm not going to mention my Thai place because it's OPSEC. But there's a place out here in the avenues called Old Mandarin Islamic Restaurant, and it's kind of a nominally Chinese restaurant. But it's one of those restaurants where you sit down at the table and it's got the big boiling broth thing in the middle, and you dip all your own stuff into it.
The hot pot. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love
it's
that.
So good.
There's always one or two things at the hot pot that I've never seen in my life before.
Mm-hmm.
Just some sort of,
mm-hmm,
doughy ball with fish in it, or like a sort of leafy green that I've never knew existed before.
Well, let me ask you an important question. Do you eat the variety meats?
Is it thinly sliced on like a platter where you, you...
Well, okay, so like here's what I get. Well, okay, so I have a whole process. It's not that interesting. But I generally start with the like deluxe pho, which is pho, you know, it's got the noodles. You get, but it's mainly in the proteins that come with it. And that comes with well-done brisket, I believe, rare or nearly rare ribeye, meatballs, which are those weird, like, kind of squeaky meatballs that Vietnamese places have. And it's got tripe, and it's got, like, the little cartilage thing. Mm. Do you eat the tripe?
I have had the tripe and cartilage.
I always pick out the tripe. Do you know what tripe is, Alex?
Tripe
is one of those meats where we don't want to call it what it is.
Except you look at it and go, oh, that's sweet bread, isn't it? Or it's right next to sweet.
No. It's the edible lining from the stomach of an animal.
Is sweet bread testicles?
And that's what
sweet bread is the thalamus.
Bread is brains?
It's the thalamus.
Oh, the thalamus. Ah. Oh,
God.
Both, eat your glands, boy.
Eat your glands, son.
Ah.
No, listen, sweet breads are great.
The tripe is very
rubbery.
If I die
of the Hillary Clinton prions, it's because I was eating too many sweetbreads. But listen, I've had tripe, and I've had all kinds of different awful meats that were incredible. That were like some of the best.
OFFAL.
Yes, the organ meats and you know whatever that were. I've had them and they were unbelievable, but they're really hard to make well. They're really hard to get to sort of, they don't want to take the flavor of what they're cooked in. So it's very skilled and you really have to put a lot of love into it. And it's one of those things it's like a slow braise for a really long time to get it right. Same with the cartilage. Most places it's a kind of a toss off thing where it's like, oh, it's more.
It's real slimy.
It looks like honeycomb. It's got little holes in it.
Yeah, it does. But like you can see, like this is a slice of something that used to be part of a body.
Yeah.
It's not,
ideal. I've had that and it was transcendent. I've had a great version of that.
Really?
But when I go to the neighborhood Vietnamese place and get delivery, I am not usually going to town on the tripe because I don't think that I don't think it's like the best version of it. It's usually pretty chewy.
I feel like my process is going to be very boring. I will give you one tip that I think is very important. Almost pretty much any pho place in San Francisco that delivers, you will get an unusual thing, which is that there will be a sticker on top of the deli tainer with the broth in it, and it will say reheat before you eat it. It's extremely important that you reheat the broth. So, like, what I would say is I've got, like, a one...
Now, Merlin, you reheat that broth at 100% power?
Oh, shit, dog. I get me a 1,000 milliliter, as you say, 1 liter beaker, and I put the whole thing in there. I put it in, and I start at 2 minutes, because if it's super hot when it arrives, which it won't be, but if it's super hot, you don't want it to be, like, boiling, unless that's what you really like. But just remember, this is physics, right? If you pour that into a cold bowl with your cold ingredients, you're going to lose a lot of that heat. So you want it almost boiling when you pour it in. And it's so much better.
I made a grievous error. The sweetbreads are not the thalamus. They're the thymus.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh,
I got myself confused.
Mm. Covered with shame. We'll have to cut it out and put it in the after show.
It's not the gland. It's the pancreas.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sure. Please don't email me. I know I fucked it up. Again, I was trying to show off for a magician, and I cut myself. Flew too close to the sun.
Oh, that's probably good. All my tips are boring.
Well,
I get a secondary steak at home that I cut up. It's mostly frozen using a knife or a mandolin, and then you get super thin meat, and then you get a super hearty meal. And I'll put in some sriracha, I put in some soy sauce, I'll put in some MSG, I'll put in some accent, and then you mix all that up. Boy, is it fucking good. I'm gonna have it in like an hour if we finish this goddamn show. So good.
I'm curious. Well, one, Merlin, I am actually very impressed with the amount. I don't know. Like, we make fun of you, and
yeah,
you just put you put a lot of care into like what you put into your body, which is
ooh,
nice.
Let's not go crazy.
I mean,
you know, Alex, as they say, the unexamined life is not worth living.
God.
And I respect that Merlin thinks so deeply about every step of the pho.
Some kinds of things I just jam it into my face.
Now, Merlin, do you when you eat the pho, is that a parallel project in OmniFocus?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, there's like sort of like a you can have a single action task for decanting it. And then I sit down, I tuck in, I'll watch some Nicole Wallace.
I imagine that the delivery comes and you get your iPad and you're holding the iPad in one hand and you get the pho in the other and you're like, now what's my next item here?
That's exactly how it works.
Discard the plastic
wrapper. I schedule a nap.
Next.
This is very good nap food. I highly recommend planning. This is basically the prelude to a nap, which I highly recommend. You watch some Nicole Wallace. You have some pho, and then you just lay down and you sleep for 34 minutes. Oh. Fucking best. Mm.
Have either of you ever thought about legal cannibalism?
Legal cannibalism. You mean from a legal standpoint or a culinary standpoint?
Both.
Like, okay, so when it becomes legal, who are you going to eat first?
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking because I accidentally...
How do they pick who gets eaten now? Mm. Is it like a purge? How do they
it's probably going to be poor people.
Yeah.
This is the...
I'm
bougie. I don't
tough.
Like the street food pho, and I'm very interested in cannibalism. You wouldn't eat
you
a
ever,
human... Like, you know
you,
when
you
bite
eaten,
your
have
lip?
Have you ever eaten a white? Yeah. Have you ever eaten a white?
Okay.
They're so savory.
Oh, God.